This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you may join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio with you here tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
All right. So you can, of course, bring up anything that's on your mind. A lot of people, I'm sure, are still talking about the situation with Syria, the United States, Russia. Report from thesun.co.uk says that Russia and Iran have now pledged to hit back against further Syria strikes as they blast the United States for crossing red lines. This at the same time that there's another headline saying that Trump says he would hit Assad again. So, you know, he has not been deterred by any of the public outcry against this particular act. Of course, I believe Hillary Clinton was praising the move, and at least that's what I've heard. I haven't seen the footage, but a lot of people in the media who are critical of Trump now seem to love him, now that he's shown that he's just like all the other presidents. He's willing to slaughter innocent people, which of course he was already doing before the Syria attacks. He was already dropping bombs from drone strikes in various different places. So this really isn't anything that new. It's just more noteworthy because it was a military installation that was attacked, I suppose, to the news.
I thought that Trump's shining jewel, was that he was not insane about Russia like everybody else was, everybody in Washington. And I think this whole thing just goes to show that he is not his own man anymore, if he ever was. And he's.
Do you think he's been bought out or sold out or threatened or something like that?
He's just been shown, I don't know exactly how, but he's been, somebody's explained to him how things are going to be, and now he's going to do what they tell him to do.
You know, I don't usually participate in conspiracy theories, but I've heard it posited that basically Reagan was a pretty good libertarian until he got shot, at which point he stopped being one, essentially.
I've heard that before.
And maybe, you know, if that were true, I'm not going to say maybe because I don't know, but if that were a true statement, then perhaps the same people or the same people with the same agenda got to Trump and said, hey, things could be really bad.
It's hilarious. Trump, to me, in my eyes, is an agent of the Sunnis helping to wipe out heresy in the Shia Crescent, and so many of his supporters are so just, you know, anti-Muslim hands down, and I think it's crazy that he's there doing what he's doing.
No doubt. And you're welcome to share your thoughts here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. The story here from The Sun, Russia and Iran have said they'll respond to further American military actions. In a joint statement, the command center for the two countries and ally groups said, quote, we will respond to any aggression. The statement read, quote, what America waged in an aggression on Syria is a crossing of red lines. From now on, we will respond with force to any aggressor or any breach of red lines from whoever it is, and America knows our ability to respond well.
Who said that?
This is a joint statement from Russia and Iran.
Okay.
Regarding Syria.
So if it looks like aggression, they'll respond, is what they're saying?
That's what they're saying, yeah. Okay. So they're saying they're going to let this one slide, so they're not going to attack as a result of what happened on Friday with the 59 Tomahawk missiles. But they're drawing another line in the sand and saying next time something is going to happen, that they are going to respond.
It's a bad idea to tell Trump that.
Because you think it'll provoke him?
Well, it'd be like telling you that. In your case,
but I'm
you would
be a peacenik.
Yeah, understood. But if somebody tells you not to do something, the chances of you doing it have just gone up exponentially.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. So anyway, that's the latest on that developing situation. Of course, last night I mentioned there was this North Korean defector that was interviewed by NBC News. Because what we discussed last night, for those of you who didn't happen to be tuned in, was the idea that North Korea is now the boogeyman on the horizon. That is what they're angling towards, possibly taking some action on with this Council of... the National Security Council coming out with recommendations, two crazy-sounding recommendations for Donald Trump. One of them that they should... What the hell that is? Sorry about that. Anyway, one of the recommendations was that the U.S. move nuclear weapons into South Korea, which would be the first such move of nuclear armaments by the United States, apparently, in, like, decades. So that's a pretty serious thing if that actually happens. But even more serious, in my opinion, is the potential for assassinating Kim Jong-un. And by the way, have either of you guys seen the picture of Donald Trump merged with Kim Jong-un?
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Very funny. Very funny. I think I shared it on the Free Talk Live Facebook last night, so you can check that out. If you haven't seen it yet, I think it's a perfect... the two faces just merged together perfectly. You got to see it if you haven't. Anyway, NBC News interviewed somebody who's a defector, supposedly, from North Korea. And the thing that we never got to last night in this story was really kind of some of the quotes from this guy. His name is Tae Yong-ho. He's the most high-profile North Korean defector in two decades, meaning he's able to give a rare insight into the secretive authoritarian regime. So there's obviously a lot of fear out there about North Korea possibly deploying a nuclear weapon against the United States or someone else, and there doesn't seem to be any evidence that they have the ability to actually do that. They may have some nuclear warheads, but they don't apparently have any kind of ability to deliver that payload across the Pacific Ocean. They don't have an intercontinental ballistic missile that anyone's aware of. There's a lot of speculation, of course, on when they might be able to have something like that, but... they don't supposedly have it right now. Anyway, according to the defector, Mr. Tae, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is, quote, desperate in maintaining his rule by relying on his development of nuclear weapons and ICBM. Once he sees there's any kind of sign of a tank or imminent threat from America, then he would use his nuclear weapons with the ICBM. So that's the defector saying that he doesn't believe Kim Jong-un would do something unless provoked. So even though we're supposed to believe that Kim Jong-un is this madman who's just with his finger hovering over a launch code or a launch button, ready to just drop a nuclear weapon on
somebody. But what does provoked mean?
Well, that's not clear. He says here if he sees any sign of a tank or an imminent threat from America. Tae was living in London and serving as North Korea.
If you look far enough, you'll see a tank.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You know, what's a threat?
Obviously, he hasn't seen the tank that he considers to be a threat because he hasn't done anything.
People are often willing to believe that foreigners are crazy and would act against their own self-interest just because...
they're foreigners.
Yeah, they're insane foreigners. But Kim Jong-un won't do anything that he knows will result in his death.
Well, yeah, I mean, he could run to some sort of underground bunker, I suppose, but either way, that's going to be a much less pleasurable life for Kim Jong-un once he emerges from that bunker into a country that has been ravaged by, you know, a nuclear holocaust. So, yeah, I mean, it's in his best interest to not launch the nuclear weapon, the same reason why the other countries that have nuclear weapons don't launch theirs. You know, mutually assured destruction and all that. Anyway, Mr. Tae was living in London and serving as North Korea's deputy ambassador to the United Kingdom when he and his family defected to South Korea and were announced to the world in August. He was not directly involved in North Korea's weapons program, but believes that his country has, quote, reached a very significant level of nuclear development, unquote. The country is estimated to have upward of 8 nuclear weapons, but has not demonstrated the ability to attach them to a long-range rocket like an ICBM. And analysts are unsure exactly how close the regime is to achieving this aim, but a senior official told NBC News in January that his government was ready to test fire one of these missiles at any time, at any place. Which, of course, is exactly what the North Korean government would be expected to say. Yeah, they want to rattle the saber. They want to make it sound like they're armed up, that they've got all the, you know, the weapons that they could possibly want. And you know, the fact is they're relatively cut off from the rest of the world. They're poor. They're hungry in a lot of cases. And they may have some military hardware, but they don't really have any evidence of doing much with it. I mean, they've got neighbors that they could be attacking with it, but they're not. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The idea that if they're not going to attack South Korea, but they're somehow going to attack the United States. It just doesn't hold water with me. We got more here from what this guy had to say, and he sounds to me, and you'll get another quote from him here, that it sounds to me like he still believes Kim Jong-un is somewhat godlike. More coming up here, Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. We've got economics in one lesson coming up here, hopefully, tonight. We've still been trying to get through to Chapter 15. Our pace has slowed to a crawl, and that's usually a good thing because it means that people are participating in the show, and, of course, we tend to go to you as the caller prior to any kind of show prep stuff, because we want to talk to you about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live with you. It's Ian.
Johnny Flat Earth Ray.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Don't tell me they got to you, Johnny Ray.
They made me think about that.
No.
Oh, God.
You're teasing. You're teasing.
I mean, what are you going to believe, your own eyes? Or are you going to believe what some pointy-headed intellectual tells you?
You can believe both by taking an airplane flight and looking for yourself. But anyway, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty? Well, freedomsphoenix.com has it. The Daily Dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We're talking about another North Korean defector. This one is the highest-ranking defector that has defected in the last two decades, and he was interviewed by NBCNews.com, sharing some of his comments, because one of them, a particularly bizarre one, is coming up. We'll get to that here shortly. Anyway, analysts are unsure exactly how close the North Korean regime is to achieving this aim, but senior official told NBC News in January that his government was ready to test fire an ICBM anytime, any place. Adam Scott Swift, commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, told NBC News that the American officials were particularly troubled by this latest threat. He said, quote, "They have the nuclear capability."
Okay, so if North Korea having an ICBM and testing that ICBM is a threat, then Americans, the United States government, having an ICBM and testing an ICBM is a threat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, so the United States has threatened, I don't know who exactly, but they have certainly tested ICBMs. They have blown up nuclear weapons. I mean, you know, it's clear.
I strongly suspect that President Trump has at one time or another tweeted something along the lines of, or something in the nature of, that he would fire or fight anytime, any place to make America great again.
Yeah. Absolutely. And by the way, again, they said that the government, this was the spokesperson for the North Korean regime, saying they are ready to test fire an ICBM. They actually mistyped that as ICMB here in the article. But anyway, ICBM, quote, "at any time, at any place." Well, that just means that they're ready to test fire one, and that doesn't mean they have actually done so. You know, that's not even really a threat. That's just saying we're willing to do a test fire. Of a missile
yeah.
That we may or may not have.
You're exactly right. And translation can change the meaning of something. And,
that's true.
And anybody wanting to tell a story about somebody who's speaking a foreign language can really do some damage to the truth.
No doubt about that. Scott Swift from the U.S. Pacific Fleet said they have demonstrated a nuclear capability, and then when they're going with the miniaturization of that, whether they can actually weaponize a missile, that's what is driving the current concern, unquote. The defector, Mr. Tay's interview with the NBC News team, comes against the backdrop of rising tensions surrounding North Korea, which has significantly increased its missile and nuclear tests under Kim's rule. President Donald Trump told the Financial Times newspaper on Monday that, quote, "something had to be done," unquote, about North Korea. This came after Defense Secretary James Mattis said the country has, quote, "got to be stopped," unquote, and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said military action was on the table. "It does feel more dangerous," according to Admiral James Stavridis, an NBC News analyst. He says, "I'll give you three reasons. One is Kim's own precarious situation in command of the nation. Number two is the instability in South Korea. We've just seen the South Korean president indicted, arrested, and incarcerated. And number three, a new and more aggressive American foreign policy coming from Washington." So yeah, well, that does make sense, right? If the American government is talking tougher than they were previously and acting tougher, then it's inevitable that other countries'
people are going to react.
Dictators are going to toughen up their talk as well.
You run around talking tough, sooner or later, somebody's going to give you the fight you're looking for.
Some analysts have warned military action against the country might be very difficult and even disastrous. An invasion could risk a retaliatory strike against U.S. allies, including Japan and South Korea, whose capital, Seoul, is 50 miles from the border. Nonetheless, the defector, warned America and its allies to be prepared. If Kim Jong-un has nuclear weapons and ICBMs, he can do anything. So I think the world should be ready to deal with this kind of person. Again, he said if he doesn't have any personal knowledge whether or not he actually has those things.
Right. This is the defector talking, right?
Correct.
Okay.
He added, this is the quote that I really want you to listen to. Quote, Kim Jong-un is a man who can do anything beyond the normal imagination. Now, that to me sounds like the indoctrination talking. It is very widely believed, supposedly, in North Korea, that Kim and his father and grandfather before them are essentially the equivalent of gods. That I'm sure, to some extent, that has washed away a little bit over time, down from through the generations, as you know, more truth is being spread through the black market channels by smuggled flash drives with outside North Korea stuff that comes from outside content like South Korean television and American television and movies. So I'm sure that's been whittled away. But they believe these people are gods. They believe that they can do anything. The fact that this guy has defected and is still talking like that?
I don't know. The quote to me could mean something else, and it could mean that he's fabulously wealthy.
He can do anything beyond the normal imagination?
Could that just mean he's unpredictable?
I suppose. Maybe it's another translation issue here, but still, it sort of rung like, wow, this guy really still believes that old Kim Jong-un is a god.
Right. So we've seen movies where, for instance, Doctors Without Borders will go in and do some kind of surgery or something and restore somebody's sight or something. The first thing they do is rush off to the the picture of
statue or whatever.
It's the first guy, whatever his name was, Kim Il Sung.
Yeah,
Kim Il Sung, and say, oh, great leader, or whatever, and thank the great leader for the fact that they can see when the doctor who restored their sight is standing next to them. This shows that there certainly are a great deal of people who are certainly indoctrinated.
Well, there's a whole story behind the Kims and, that they, I don't know if it was that they came down from a mountain or something like that, and there's
this big
palace.
Well, they claim to have found a unicorn unicorn nest in Pyongyang.
There's a big palace that's full of gifts that supposedly were given to them from world leaders all around the globe. There's this huge propaganda campaign that goes on from a very young age there. They believe that the Kims design everything. So there was, I remember watching a Vice documentary, I think it was, about North Korea, where they were talking about this, it was an exercise facility, basically. And they were supposed to, you're supposed to believe that Kim Jong, I think it was Kim Jong-il at the time, or maybe it was Kim Jong-un, either way, one of those two, that they had personally designed all of the, the program, that they had designed and picked, personally picked all of the, the various different exercise equipment that they had in there. And there were certain ones that he had, that he had sort of deemed to be his equipment, and that people would line up to exercise on that equipment. More coming up.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne. And cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of the show. With you tonight, you've got Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And, of course, we've got Skype. You can Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. We're talking about the defector, one of the more recent high-level defectors from North Korea, who's getting out there and saying something what I consider to be bizarre. It could just be a mistranslation, adding that Kim Jong-un is a man who can do anything beyond the normal imagination. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about this current defector and what it is he has to say about the mysterious regime. But first, to your calls and thoughts to Skype, where David is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. I almost said North Korea. Go ahead, David.
People would argue that it is like North Korea. In fact, actually, that reminds me of a funny thing. I was talking to a kid. I call him a kid. He's in his mid-20s a number of years ago about the situation that I'm dealing with corruption in New Mexico. And after hearing what I had told him, and these guys, their family had been here. Like I won't give the family name, but their family had been here. They traced it all the way back to one of their relatives worked for Christopher Columbus. And they're kind of bad guys a little bit and get into some trouble. And so he was pointing out to me a particular lawyer that can make anything go away. If you have, he said, but you got to have about $10,000. But if you got some problem, you can make it go away. And a real prominent lawyer in the area. And like I said, I don't want to have something bad happen to me, so I'm not going to mention the guy's name.
Saul Goodman. I saw a show about him.
So, it's all good, man.
Better call Saul.
Yeah, but anyway, so in this kid's statement, you know, unsolicited, he got you know, mad when after hearing my story, and he got emotional. I said something about the state of New Mexico. He said, "This isn't a state. This is a third world country." And this is you know, like this Eddie Aragon, the program manager here. He traces his family back 12 generations, and so they're proud of being here, but yet they call out their state as a third world country. But anyway, what I was calling to share was some more whistleblowing stuff. I believe that I know for sure that I caught one, and I won't mention names yet. I'm still doing investigation, and I want to bust this person. But I caught somebody committing a tort, meaning a civil infraction, not a criminal, but I do believe what this person is doing rises to criminal as well. And if I can, I need to make some phone calls and try to confirm that. And if I can, then I'll share that.
Well, that's, you can't tease people like that, man. I mean, you get on the radio and talk about that you've got some kind of evidence. I mean, can you be a little more generic about what this is in reference to?
Well, it's in reference to continuing to take monies that don't belong to you when you have a contract with the state to get money for providing services, and you're continuing to take the money without providing the services. And it's blatant. In other words, staying on the payroll when you know you're not doing the work, and you should have called in and said, "Stop paying me."
Well, as long as he's buddies with the people in charge, then he'll likely be pretty insulated from that. And of course, if you can get the evidence about it, then maybe you would have the ability to bring a case. But I don't know, maybe they would say you don't have standing, although you could argue that you probably do because you're a taxpayer. It would be interesting to see. Go ahead.
I already have standing for the damages that were done to me on the civil side, and if there is a crime committed, I don't need to have standing because I'm just a whistleblower. I'm reporting the evidence of the crime.
Well, of course, then you have to expect the prosecutor is actually going to do what you want them to, and a lot of times they're going to protect their buddies. David, thanks for the call. Let us know if that develops. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's good to be in the good old boys. You know, you got the connections, you get the contract in the first place, and then if you just keep on rolling with whatever the supposed responsibilities were, but you put them aside and keep collecting the check just to make it look like you're complying or whatever, or you know, doing as very, very bare minimum as is possible. I'm sure this happens all over the place. Just how often they get caught is another question.
I can't. Do you remember the government bureaucrat, and I think it was in Boston, that hadn't shown up to work for years?
Yeah, that's right. Or he'd come in for like 2 hours a week or something like
that.
Okay,
yeah, there was one in Boston that was coming in very irregularly, and then there was one in Spain that hadn't shown up to work in years.
And we're still getting the paycheck.
Oh, yeah, they're cashing the check.
It's really, really hard to fire somebody.
In government.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's something, and I'm not speaking about that even. I'm just saying it's difficult to do because you don't want to do it. You don't want to hurt somebody.
You don't want to get sued as well. You got to be careful. You got to cross all your T's and dot your I's.
But sometimes it has to be done.
Right.
Except when you're in government, and then it really doesn't have to be done. What the reason people fire people, employees, is because of their own profits and losses,
right?
Because they're forced to do it. They don't want to do it, but in order to save everybody else's jobs, they have to fire this person.
Well, sometimes you want to. If you found out that the person is, let's say, stealing from you, you want to fire somebody like that.
But it all comes down to efficiency, I think, is what Johnny Ray is talking about. Nobody likes to fire anybody, but
you can like someone and still have to fire them.
I mean, the government is the opposite of efficiency, so that is sort of taken away. They can put these artificial, hurdles for the employees to jump, but
and there's all kinds of appeal rights and the unions. There's many unions, of course, that are government worker unions that get involved in these firings, and sometimes they can get the person's job back with back pay. We've seen that happen.
Happens
with
all the time.
Cops, for instance.
Right. My wife worked for the state of Florida for a period of time, and it was just surprising to hear her, you know, a registered Democrat, talk about how completely inefficient and inept her coworkers were that mm-hmm. were hired by the last boss, the new boss. She liked her or whatever. And I think that that lady was trying her very best to have an efficient organization. But you're when you are a government employee, you are competing against, you know, so many inefficiencies that you just basically lose.
Yeah, you often hear politicians saying that they're going to run their city like a business.
Yeah, they love making that.
That's why Trump's in office, I'd say.
And it's just something that is impossible for them to do.
Why?
Because a business has profits and losses, and a government doesn't. So if you don't have that, then you can't make informed decisions about what the people want. And
the business is always receiving market signals. Profits and losses are a couple of things that they can observe, but also you get feedback from your customers as well. And if you don't change based on the feedback that you receive, then your profits may decrease and your losses may increase even further. In the case of government, they don't really care what you think. They only pretend like they care once every 4 years.
Coke, before the internet.
Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola, before the internet, figured out that New Coke wasn't working. Mm. Even though it had tested really well, the flavor was, the flavor was the best flavor compared to Pepsi and Classic Coke and all that other stuff. And they figured out very quickly that the marketplace didn't like it.
I wonder why. They don't like things that are new?
I think that that's the reason. Uh-huh. And there were some very...
Could have called it Old Coke, and maybe it would have done
better. Very, very verbose people, running campaigns against it, that sort of thing. It did well for the first few months, and then sales began to collapse. They ran Coke Classic back, and then Coke took market share from Pepsi.
Huh.
Just because people are like, well, I guess I better drink Coke, otherwise they're going to bring back the new Coke, or whatever it is. But the government would never do anything like that. They never could do anything like that. They can't roll back. They don't understand. They don't know.
Yeah.
It's their job to shove that pill down your throat. So that's what they're prepared to do.
Have you guys ever heard the phrase, the customer is always right?
Yeah, it's a load of crap.
It's not exactly true, but it's in business, it's something that you make it true. Because if you have a customer, even if he's not right, you try your damnedest to make him feel like he's right.
That's true. Yeah, that's a better way to look at that statement.
And you help him through, and that's something that is forced on businesses because customers are so awful sometimes.
Oh yeah.
But you're nice to them and you help them have a good experience at your store because the market forces you to do that.
You don't want that
A-hole. The employees can't do that.
Yeah. You don't want that customer, as bad as they are, going out and bad-mouthing your business.
Which they will.
They sure will. The toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of the program. North Korean defector, a fairly high-ranking one, is speaking out. We'll share a little bit more from him. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Plus, we've got economics in one lesson that we need to get to tonight, so that's coming up as well. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. And how'd you like to try out what might be the best pillow you'll ever use? It's MyPillow, and you can try it out for 60 days with a very low risk. What you do is you go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and that gets you your MyPillow at half price, or if you want two for the price of one, it's up to you. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and then you get a 60-day window of time where you get to decide if you like it or not. If you don't, you can send it back, and they'll send you your purchase price back. If you do like it, well, you're going to feel good because it's got a 10-year warranty behind the product, and it's washable. You can wash it. You can dry it. It's actually designed for that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's the real thing that separates it for me from any other pillow that I've experienced before.
I disagree. It actually works better than any other pillow. I mean, I've had the memory foam pillows, and this one is comfortable every single night. It doesn't matter. I've had some bad nights on memory foam, and
it's because it doesn't hold your head and neck in the right position. You know, you've got
supposed to, but yeah, they're
well,
not.
You've got to buy the memory foam that's right for your body.
Yeah.
If I ever used my wife's memory foam pillow, it always left me in bad shape.
Yeah.
But you know, you have to have the one that fits you correctly. I had a latex pillow that was exactly the right size for me, and you know, it worked really well. But the thing was disgusting.
Yeah, this works really well, and I've been using mine for about a year now. So have you, Mark. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live for the discount of 50% off. Let's go to Ricky in Pennsylvania. Oops, actually, there's something else going on in the background. We're going to have to mute the web browser. We'll try it again. Ricky in Pennsylvania, now you can be heard. Go ahead.
Brother Ian, Brother Mark, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Ricky?
Well, you know, I had a very interesting thought. I was sitting here, and I'm looking at this business in Syria, and I had a very interesting thought, and I kind of wanted to get you guys take on things for a change. Well, there's a civil war going on over there, and I'm looking at it. We do have a very bad habit of sticking our nose into other people's civil wars. Now, I know I spoke in the past about an imminent civil war that's eventually going to happen here, and I think probably right on schedule where I'm figuring. Now, I was thinking about that. Now, if we were to have a civil war, how would people here, and I'm looking at kind of both sides, how would they think of a third element, like a country, stuck their nose into a civil war that we were having? How would we feel about it?
I think that would, both sides at some point or another would dislike it.
What no, it'd be entirely contingent on which side they were fighting for.
Yeah, but okay.
If they were fighting for my side, I would love them.
The Brits, if they helped anybody, they helped the Confederates more than they helped the U.S. During the American Civil War. But I would say that the Brits are more roundly disliked in the South than they are in the North currently. So, that's the conclusion I'm drawing from. Maybe I'm wrong.
All right, Ricky, I'm curious. You're talking about the Civil War. I mean, what do you see on the horizon? What do you believe the Civil War in the United States will be about? And what will the sides be?
Well, we have – what's I'm sorry, Ian?
Well, and what will the sides be? What will it be based on, and which sides will be fighting?
Well, I said before, the sides are already picked. I mean, the Trump campaign utilized – the tactics that we use to create and further the war effort. Now, unfortunately for them, this administration is completely falling apart because really they're just throwing away all the stuff.
But that didn't answer my question. You said there's a civil war. What are the sides going to be and what's it going to be about?
Make it clear.
Well, I think what's going to happen is it's going to be a retelling of history, just like we had in 2016 with the elections. And this time we have the benefit of the past.
Okay, but are you saying that it's going to be Trump supporters fighting
Republicans against Democrats? Or?
Yeah, what are the sides in the Civil War? Who do you see?
Well, I believe that what we will have is you will have the return of the word Confederacy. You will have, in that general term, you will have...
So you believe the South will rise again, is what you're saying, and that there will be another Confederacy fighting against the North?
Not just the South and the North. It will be the North and the South, but also think about the rest of the country, because the mentality, the same mentality that was there between the North and the South, we are all the same people here. And that same...
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, when you say we're the same people, do you mean that we are the same people as the people from the original Civil War?
The North and the South are the same, but the East is not the same as the North.
What about the West?
The West is the same.
But they will fight the South and the North,
well,
even though the same people.
The sides have already been chosen.
In California, in all honesty... I talked to whether it be California or other parts of the
country. They want to leave. I mean, isn't it more likely that you're going to see secession movements rise rather than armies rise? I mean, this seems...
Yeah, why fight over this stuff?
Right.
I mean, is it just trying to shove your favorite presidential candidate down somebody else's throat? Is that what American politics has devolved to?
Well, I'll go by what Dwight Eisenhower said.
Okay.
Dwight Eisenhower said there will be peace in this country when the people demand it so much of the government, they will have to give it to them.
And that doesn't make any sense.
Well, it does because, see, the government would rather be a imagine this. You had an unstoppable force, and it's very possible at this point in time in history what we have at our disposal, there's a lot of awareness at this point as opposed to the past. The old tricks aren't working, and people have just had it.
Doesn't mean that they're going to rise up and pick up guns and try to kill the political opponents. Thanks for the call tonight, Ricky. I mean, we've heard this kind of fear-mongering from certain camps of there's a civil war on the horizon. And a lot of times they'll claim it's going to be some kind of race war. That's typically the claims that we'll hear on Free Talk Live. So that's the first time that anybody's ever claimed that the South was going to rise again. Or that the Democrats were going to fight the Republicans.
With Ricky, you have to pull the threads to sort of figure out what he's saying. He's kind of saying that the red states will fight the blue states.
It's going to be like a Confederate Tea Party coalition is what I was thinking.
There's just no evidence for it. I mean, yeah, there was some upset after Trump got elected. There were definitely some protests. There was some violence in some of those protests. But there's no evidence that anybody is wound up enough to actually fight with their neighbors, you know, beyond the typical political conflict. Obviously, politics is in itself a sort of war that happens between different sides, but ultimately it's all settled at the ballot box, not with the cartridge box.
What I'm afraid of is that the United States will just go further and further and further along this path of humiliation and discreditation, and they'll lose respect, they'll lose their hold on the currency of the world. The dollar will lose its ascendancy, and then the government will turn inward and start blaming
consume itself.
They'll start blaming the unpatriotic inside, and it'll be kind of like a tin pot dictatorship type place where there's no respect from any other nation.
It sounds plausible, though. I think that's a much more believable story than what Ricky was saying.
And you'll have kind of a loyalist versus separatist sort of a thing.
I don't think the federal government has the strength right now to hold a state that doesn't want to be in the union, so a secessionist state in the union.
You mean like military strength?
No, the political strength. So in a world of communication...
Because if a state wants to leave, then it would have to be the military that would stop it, right?
Right.
Okay.
It would have to be. And right. Okay. The United States government has the military strength to do whatever it wants.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't do certain things with its military because the people won't let it happen. For instance, Obama wanted very badly to go in and take out Assad, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't do it because... the American people are sick and tired of wars. What I'm saying is that I don't think they've got the political capital to go after a state that votes to leave. And that's because, you know, back in the 1860s, for one, the states were leaving. Sure, it was about sovereignty, but it was also about slavery and that sort of thing. So you had this moral push to say, no, slavery's bad. You're just going to go and do more slavery and stuff. And so the abolitionists were on their side and that kind of thing. Yeah, there are lots of things wrong with the Civil War. I'm not trying to argue that. I'm just saying that if a state wants to leave because, I don't know, they don't like having the president shoved down their throat, the military isn't going to have the social capital to mount some kind of invasion.
I tend to agree with you on that. Even though they've got the equipment, it would be very difficult politically for them to pull that off, you know, to invade their own family members, basically, is what would happen there. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We got hour two coming up on Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.